This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, a community activist, Devontae Clark, told the Sacramento Bee Sunday, in response to what they're terming a mass casualty shooting near the state capitol site, there's just too many damn guns. And as of this moment, as far as I know, this has resulted in 6 people dead and 12 wounded. Mr. Clark's feelings are no doubt colored by the deaths of 2 brothers from years earlier, one killed by police in 2018 and the other, a 16-year-old, who shot himself in the abdomen with a shotgun in 2006. That has taken its toll with him. The common denominator has to be the problem. That said, a subjective analysis of decisions and choices leading up to both shows that blaming guns is not going to provide a solution, because it's not about the guns. Now, in response to this, the scourge of gun violence continues to be a crisis in our country, and we must resolve to bring it an end to this carnage, according to Gavin Newsom. Then we get rising gun violence as the scourge of our city, state, and nation. And I support all actions to reduce it, that according to Mayor Daryl Steinberg. It's no coincidence that both career politicians use scourge, a word search shows that they're parroting established violence monopoly lobby talking points. So get that soundbite out there. You repeat it enough times, and that's what most people are going to remember. There's a scourge of shootings happening. This happens every day, every weekend, every minute. Keeping the attention focused on the narrative means it won't be focused elsewhere, such as the fact that Sacramento is a Bloomberg Mayor city, and Giffords gives California an A rating. From Giffords we get, California has the strongest gun laws in the United States and has been a trailblazer for gun safety for the past 30 years. But there's a message here. The message is the laws are still not enough. Every state's going to have to follow suit, and they still won't be enough. Because, simply put, gun control does not work. As criminologist Don Cates and Gary Mauser showed in the spring 2007 Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, in 2004, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences failed to identify any gun control that reduced violent crime, suicides, or gun accidents. And this was from a review of 153 journal articles, 99 books, 43 government publications, and some original empirical research. Same conclusion was reached in 2003 by the U.S. CDC. Now, we know, for example, now that the RAND Corporation has looked at all gun control and found most of it doesn't even follow science. Or all of their surveys and studies, it doesn't follow science or methodology. And all of these things haven't changed despite thousands of new gun laws that have been added to all levels of government since those findings were published. What we are, in fact, seeing is an increase in urban violence. So, Let's consider what just happened in Sacramento. Apparently, there was an altercation between people after 2 a.m. on the street, where at least some of the victims had been nightclubbing. Words turned into a brawl that turned into murder. Now, consider how many people who pulled guns were in compliance with California's A-rated laws on may issue concealed carry. Any doubts when they catch the perps? And they have caught them. We know they have criminal records. They were prohibited persons. So, that law about prohibited persons not being able to have a gun, well, it didn't actually just, it wasn't effective. Meanwhile, throughout the Republic, tens of millions of peaceable gun owners managed to make it through the night without any altercations whatsoever. And when I was seeing how this worked out, I was reminded by John Farnham telling me that if I was in my bed every night by 10 p.m., I would never get in any trouble. That was just echoing in their head, in my head. And we are the ones who will be affected by any new edict resulting from aberrant, entitled, and evil behavior. A warning from John Adams in his speech to the Massachusetts militia is appropriate here. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Clark, but the truth is there's just too many damn people who are wholly inadequate to the responsible practices of citizenship. And those are the ones who vote for creatures like Newsom and Steinberg. So, California has the toughest gun laws in the country because they've banned high-capacity magazines, they've cracked down on assault weapons, they've made it so Californians have to pass a background check to purchase a gun and ammunition, they've prohibited buyers from having ammo or ghost gun parts shipped directly to their homes. When it comes to gun laws, California's legislators have passed some of the most stringent regulations in the country, checking off nearly every box in National Gun Control Advocates' wish lists. This rampage killing early Sunday that left 6 dead and 12 wounded just a block from the Capitol, the very building where these laws were enacted, immediately prompted new calls for legislation to curb gun violence from California elected officials and gun control advocates across the nation. And, President Joe Biden got out there and he expressed his sorrow for the Sacramento victims. He says require background checks for all gun sales. Check, it's in California. Ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Check, it's in California. Repeal gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. That's never existed. But what else can a California lawmaker do to restrict guns that they haven't already done and have their laws survive the inevitable challenge by Second Amendment advocates? They want to be able to pass a law where they can supersede a federal law, which is, doesn't happen. And they want to model it after an anti-abortion law coming out of Texas. But, that's neither here nor there. They've tried to blanket ban gun shows. And, they say these are all practical actions we can take today to stop gun violence. No, gun violence, there's no practical action to stop gun violence because it's not about guns. Getting out there and none of this stuff's going to work. Some of the stuff they're demanding right now and pushing for is actually sort of modest. Nationwide, they want to have all private party gun sales subjected to federal background checks or universal background checks, which they have in California, to close what they call the gun show loophole, which doesn't exist. They also want to see the nationwide assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004, revived, which that would have to be legislatively. You just can't pick it up and dust it off and say, okay, back in effect. But that's in effect in California. Advocates for gun owners say there isn't much else California can do, given the protections for gun ownership enshrined in the Bill of Rights. Everything short of banning guns, and they know they can't do that. And they're gliding over the real issues that drive gun violence. It's mental health, economic, medical, family structure, all these things. What is it? They won't go there. The knee-jerk reaction is to go after guns. They got 107 different gun control laws on the books in California. None of them would work to stop what happened in Sacramento. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Let's go back to California. Current Governor Gavin Newsom has signed 15 gun control laws. And it covers an array of restrictions, broad and narrow. AB 1669 requires anyone selling ammo at a gun show to be licensed. SB 61 extends the waiting period on multiple handgun purchases to include semi-automatic rifles. AB 893 specifically bans any weapons or ammo sales at the state-owned Del Mar Fairgrounds in the San Diego area. Even if they do pass more reforms, it's not a sure bet they'll survive a legal challenge. A gun control law that Newsom championed as a lieutenant governor spent years in legal limbo before finally being upheld by the courts. California voters in 2016 approved Proposition 63, a sweeping package of gun control reforms that included the state's ban on possessing so-called high-capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. That initiative also included one of the nation's first background checks for ammo purchases. Now, that got challenged in court, and gun rights advocates scored some early victories. In August of 2020, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the magazine ban was unconstitutional. But last December, the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ruled the law was constitutional after all. Gun rights advocates said they were likely to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. State's ammunition background check process has been challenged as well, and a federal judge in San Diego ruled it was unconstitutional. The laws remain in effect as the cases make their way through the courts, doing the damage as they go. Similarly, their efforts to close loopholes around assault weapons have faced legal scrutiny. They banned assault weapons 3 decades ago, and to get around the prohibition, some gun manufacturers began building rifles with bullet buttons, devices that allow a gun's ammunition magazine to quickly disengage with the use of a small tool, usually the tip of a bullet. In 2016, they then passed a law to ban those kind of weapons, but it allowed those that were already possessed them to keep them so long as they registered their guns online with the California DOJ. Gun rights advocates sued, and last year the Attorney General's Office of California signed a settlement agreement in federal court admitting the agency gun registration website was so poorly designed that potentially thousands of Californians were unable to register their assault weapons and comply with state law. Under the terms of the settlement, the State Department of Justice was required to notify each district attorney and law enforcement agency to put on hold all pending investigations and prosecutions for those suspected of failing to register their assault weapon. And the settlement gave those seeking to register their weapons more time to do so. But they have discovered in California that their own gun laws are rendered meaningless when someone brings in a weapon from out of state. In July 2019, 3 people were shot dead at the famous Gilroy Garlic Festival by a man wielding a semi-automatic rifle he purchased legally in Nevada just 3 weeks earlier. At the same time, recent acts of mass violence show that those intent on committing violence can get around other laws that are supported, at least in principle, by both gun control and Second Amendment advocates, such as California's stringent prohibition on people with violent histories being able to acquire a gun and ammo. In late February, 39-year-old David Moore shot his 3 daughters to death in a Sacramento area church, along with a man who was supervising a court-ordered visit with the children, and he then shot and killed himself. Mr. Moore had a domestic violence restraining order that should have prevented him from possessing a gun. It was among several other high-profile shootings in California for people prohibited from having firearms. On February 2nd, less than 4 weeks before the church shooting, a 21-year-old passenger on a Greyhound bus opened fire on passengers in Oroville, killing 1 person and wounding 4 others, including an 11-year-old girl. The suspect, Azadi Elijah Coleman of Sacramento, had a lengthy rap sheet that should have stopped him from owning a gun. Man accused last year of killing 4 people and wounding the mother of a 3rd grader who died in her arms in the Southern California city of Orange had a 6-year-old battery conviction that should have prohibited him from possessing a gun. 2020, a Madera man fatally shot his estranged wife in front of their 3 children. She told law enforcement that her husband had a gun, and she detailed the abuse that had gone on. And the shooter denied having any guns, and there was little apparent follow-up. In November 2017, a deranged gunman named Jansen Neal went on a shooting binge through the tiny community of Rancho Tehama, firing indiscriminately. He killed five people in the rampage and wounded dozens more, including several students at an elementary school, before he shot himself after a gunfight with deputies. And he, too, was prohibited from possessing weapons, but he had used a ghost gun. He built it himself. Experts say that even in a state such as California, where support for gun control is strong, or has been up to now, it's always going to be difficult to prevent gun violence. And the reality is that there's millions of weapons in circulation, many of them off the books and easily obtained illegally. And there's no easy way for law enforcement officers to know someone has an unregistered gun. You're never going to completely stop rampage killings in a society like this one. Adam Winkler refers to this. He's a UCLA professor. He says that we're awash in guns, which we got more guns than people. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a feature. But he, like me, says that it's just not going to happen. Even if you tried to go out there and ban all guns and try to round up all guns, you're not going to get them all. And criminals are still going to have them. They're not going to turn them in just because there's a new law. So, what are we to take from this? Well, what we can take from this is that gun control is a failure. It does nothing they say it will do. It stops no crimes that they say it will stop. It saves no people that they say it will save. All it does is it makes it illegal for people who otherwise would not commit a crime to own things that in, you know, a bunch of other states here in the United States, people own and carry. So they'll get out there and they'll propose some more laws, and I'm sure they're going to propose some more laws about this one too. And, you know, the guys they arrested for the Sacramento shooting, they got long rap sheet. They should have had a gun. Two brothers. But they had guns. But didn't they know that was illegal? I knew it was illegal. They must not have known it was illegal. Or maybe they just didn't care. Probably they didn't care. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are joined by former President Barack Obama for a White House photo op on how the Affordable Care Act is saving families money on health care. Obama says he's proud of having passed the ACA.
It's done what it was supposed to do. It's made a difference. First 20 million, and now 30 million people have gotten covered thanks to the ACA.
He says it's allowed seniors to afford medication and young adults to afford health care. Attorney Ben Crump made a visit to the Orlando Free Fall ride at Icon Park today. Crump was hired by the family of Tyree Sampson, who was killed when he fell from the ride last month. Tyree Sampson was on the ride when he came out of his seat and fell to the ground. Sampson weighed 320 pounds at his death, which is about 40 pounds over the suggested weight limit for the ride. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 36 years ago, a combination of defective Soviet technology, poor planning, and an all-encompassing need to please the communist bureaucracy unleashed hundreds of tons of radioactive poison. The atomic explosion at Chernobyl admittedly killed hundreds of people and poisoned food and water supplies throughout much of Europe. I got to taste some of that myself. A huge swath of the rolling wheat fields of Ukraine, now left untenable, are an unmistakable reminder of everything wrong with Soviet communism. But that is not the end of the nuclear nightmare, because Putin's invasion of Ukraine has now unearthed radiation that will kill hundreds, if not thousands, of his soldiers. And the problem is not a new radiation release from the entombed Chernobyl plant. It's the radiation lying in wait underground for the past 45 years, waiting to kill those who disturb it. See, the 10th anniversary of the catastrophic meltdown at the nuclear plant was big news. In 1996, only so many reporters were allowed inside the 30-kilometer-wide zone of estrangement, which is an area forbidden to the outside world. They had broadcast a story of a Swedish missionary who provided critically needed medical aid to the families of the Ukrainian firefighters who died fighting the atomic fire at the plant. They actually managed to get inside the control room of the then-still-operating reactor number 3 at the Chernobyl plant 10 years after reactor number 4 exploded. Now, 35 years ago, among other poisons, the meltdown released two highly radioactive elements, strontium-90 and cesium-137. A high percentage of that fallout fell within 100 kilometers of the plant. Radiation does not last forever. Radioactive elements have half-lives. During each half-life, the radioactive element loses half of its poisonous power. Strontium-90 and cesium-137 both have half-lives of about 30 years. So that means 45 years after the meltdown, they're still at about 35%. That's actually 35 years after the meltdown, as poisonous as they were the night the plant exploded. That night, they killed the firemen at the plant within hours. But now everything's reemerging to kill again. The actual radiation danger above ground level at Chernobyl now is not exceptionally hazardous. Seasonal rains carried the fallout deep into the soil, and as it seeped down into the underlying ground, the dirt above it provided some shielding for those at surface level. In terms of actual radiation levels, it's about 500 counts per minute anywhere within 10 kilometers of the plant. In downtown Kiev, it's 80 counts per minute, but that's not excessive. The radiation level in Denver is about the same as Kiev because radiation comes from many sources, including the sun. And as the mile-high city, Denver is simply closer to the sun's radiation source. Now, the 500 counts per minute level at the small town of Chernobyl is certainly not conducive to the best health, but it is livable. Buildings there have high-efficiency air filtration systems to try to keep the interior as radiation-free as possible. But when you start to disturb the ground, you're going to create serious problems. The strontium-90 and cesium-137 that seeped into the ground are still there. Even at 35%, they are still emitting very dangerous levels of poison that no one can taste, see, smell, or feel. As an example, in 1996, workers at the plant were building a new barbed wire fence. They dug holes about 2 feet deep for the support posts. The dirt extracted from the post holes measured anywhere from 5,000 to 7,500 counts per minute. The hazmat specialist who went with the reporters said that the deeper anyone dug, the higher level of expected radiation. Now, Putin's forces overran the plant on February 24th. And in building their defensive positions, they dug foxholes, 6 feet deep trenches, and revetment for tanks and artillery pieces into the earth south and west of the plant. And they used bulldozers to dig deep into the dirt to push up protective berms. Wow. The Pripyat River and marshy ground surrounding the river protect the plant against ground attacks from the north and the east. But the Russians knew they had to defend against any Ukrainian avenue attack from the west and the south. And nobody knows what the radioactive level of the dirt they unearth is as they dug holes to protect themselves. But best estimates predict levels between 5,000 and 10,000 counts per minute. The foxholes that these guys were climbing into, while they protected them from any incoming fire, they were also wrapped in radioactive poison. The fatality level in radiation poisoning is not determined by just the exposure level, but also the time of exposure. And the degree of deadly effect is a combination of the dosage level, those 5,000 to 10,000 counts per minute, multiplied by the time they are irradiated. Now, that hazmat advisor I spoke of, they recommended spending no more than a couple of minutes near the post holes that were dug for that fence. The Russian soldiers are living and sleeping in their foxholes and trenches 24 hours a day. That's a month of living inside a radioactive cauldron. Extended exposure to the 5,000, 10,000 count level is not survivable. And the fact that the Russian soldiers surrounding the plant developed symptoms this quickly indicates their fatally high level of accumulated exposure. They're done. They're not going home to get better. They're done. And if you ever wonder how real this radiation poisoning is, the six firefighters who died from the poisoning the night of the explosion had to be buried in lead-lined coffins to protect other people walking through the graveyard in the future. There are some treatments, potassium iodide and Prussian blue capsules, provided limited protection from low to moderate radiation exposure. But the total radiation dosage the Russian soldiers have sucked up far exceeds any ability of these medicines to provide any help. And the Russians admit they have 200 soldiers that are suffering from radiation poisoning. And that's actually probably a small percentage. It's probably 800 to 1,000. Russians who receive less but still deadly doses will not develop symptoms for weeks, months, or even years. And when they do, Putin's not going to announce it to the world. But another fate awaits Russian soldiers who receive less than fatal doses. 1986, communist officials forced at least 30,000 Soviet citizens living near the Chernobyl plant to move. They were given 6 hours warning to collect a few belongings and then bus throughout the USSR. The Russians did not allow anyone to keep records regarding their disposition of future medical conditions. And even today, there's no history of how many of them died due to the 1986 radiation poisoning. One Russian doctor with close Kremlin connections estimates that 100,000 people have died due to radiation-caused cancers following the first Chernobyl. And now, the aftermath of everything wrong with dictatorial Russia has struck again. And what's going to happen to these irradiated Russian soldiers who are exposed to the reawakened Chernobyl disaster? We're never going to know. Neither will the Russian people be allowed to know. And yet, it's happening right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I want you to understand something about me, and I think about a lot of people like me feel this way as well. I'm against crime. I'm against violence. I'm against violence against all Americans, against all humans. Okay? In my younger days, I trained to bring violence. In my younger days, everybody's heroes over in the Ukraine, I was training to fight them. So whenever an organization arises that tries to do something, legitimately tries to do something to try to do something about the violence, really try to do something about the violence, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be behind them no matter what. Unfortunately, a lot of organizations look at this kind of thing that happens, and they see this as an opportunity to prey on people because they're going to promise to do one thing and do something completely different altogether. Enter Black Lives Matter Global Network. Once the crown jewel of the Democrat left, they've become a major embarrassment that should cost the Democrats a lot of House and Senate seats this November. But only if the Republican Party does not squander the opportunity the way it squandered it in 2020. That was when it came out that BLM was campaigning openly against Donald Trump while accepting 501c3 tax-exempt money via ACT Blue Charities and with Thousand Currents and then the Tides Foundation as its fiscal sponsor. 501c3 resources cannot be used to influence an election. So, in other words, they broke the law. And the RNC could have used this issue to evoke public revulsion against this abuse of voters and donors' trusts and support. And specifically, the perception of voters and donors that they were supporting civil rights as opposed to a political campaign funded with charitable contributions. One of the failures of the RNC is why now Joe Biden is able to advance his dysfunctional domestic agenda, which includes carbon taxes and derailment of fossil fuel while gasoline, electricity, and home heating costs are skyrocketing. Hidden taxes on middle-class investors through a higher corporate income tax and a tax on the Second Amendment. If you have mutual funds in an IRA, a higher corporate income tax is a tax that on you, even if you make less than $400,000 a year. We have met the corporations and they are us. Democrats. He has, meanwhile, failed to so far highlight Kamala Harris's misuse of churches in Virginia to campaign for Terry McAuliffe, just as it did call out BLM for using 501c3 resources to campaign against Trump. So this is why, in the absence of changes, why would we give money to the RNC? Because then you're reinforcing failure. Now, it's perfectly okay. The RNC doesn't have to get money for you to vote. So, think about that. Now, Part 5, Line 46 of BLM's Form 990 for 2019-2020 asks whether the organization attempted to influence any election, and they checked off no. Then you look at their website, and it's sort of inconsistent because they equated Trump to a Nazi with a neck tattoo and talked explicitly on another page about voting his administration out of office. And while this Form 990 shows no income or expenditures, tens of millions of dollars did go to fiscal sponsor Thousand Currents, which is, that's BLM, which then transferred the assets to the Tides Foundation. Patrice Cullors also campaigned against Trump. She said, "We get Trump out of office by leading with bold and courageous action." They even took credit for influencing the 2020 election. They said, alongside black-led organizations around the nation, Black Lives Matter invested heavily in this election. So their hashtag WhatMatters2020 is a campaign aimed to maximize the impact of the BLM movement by galvanizing BLM supporters and allies to the polls in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Huh. So, despite all of that, still illegal for 501c3. To do anything to promote voter turnout, campaign, any of that stuff. So then, California issued BLM a delinquency notice regarding its tax filings, and while BLM still has a grace period in which to correct this, you got to wonder why this happened in the first place. And you can speculate the trouble began when their election-related activity came to light in 2020, but this is a pure inference for the circumstances at hand. Now, an anti-Semitic hate group is defined not as one that merely disagrees with the policies of Israel, but rather one that denies the right of Israel to exist. Patrice Cullors, in her capacity as a BLM founder, rather than speaking as an individual, said to step up boldly and courageously to end the imperialist project that's called Israel. And BLM is, meanwhile, welcome chants such as "Israel, we know you, you murder children too," at its rallies. They have condoned and even encouraged the criminal violence that results in the justifiable homicides about which it complains. This includes not just justifiable shootings of black people, but also of three Caucasians in Kenosha, Wisconsin. BLM called it murder when a police officer shot Hakeem Littleton for pointing a gun at the head of the officer's partner and firing at least one round. And Littleton was, luckily for a cop, a bad shot, or it would have been an end of watch for that officer, or according to some BLM graffiti artists, a pig who oinked his last. The incident is on body cam video. If you want Black Lives to Matter, don't tell them it's okay to point guns at other people except in self-defense. BLM also implies it was okay for three Caucasian men to pursue and attack Kyle Rittenhouse, who was, as determined by a court of law, within his right to shoot his attackers with an AR-15. And this is the same mentality that gets people shot, and justifiably so, by police and armed citizens. They also imply it was okay for Richard Munoz, who was armed with a knife, or unarmed with a knife, according to Joe Biden, to rush a police officer. And it's also obvious from the body cam video the cop tried to de-escalate by retreating and fired only after he could no longer retreat in complete safety. BLM also thinks it was a murder when a cop shot Makia Bryant, who had raised a knife above another black person. The latter's black life apparently did not matter very much to BLM, although it did to the cops who saved her. There's also body cam video of that as well. A Caucasian BLM activist, meanwhile, posted instructions on how to use an emergency vehicle escape tool to force entry into a car, cut the driver's seatbelt, and remove the driver from his or her vehicle. Now, you took it down for a violation of terms of service. This is an outstanding way to get shot legally, run over legally, and or sent to prison for a long time if you survive the first two. Florida apparently treats a violent vehicle invasion as a violent home invasion, which is punishable by life in prison if you survive it. So BLM is therefore reminiscent of the very rare firefighter who commits arson so he can help put out fires, or in this case, merely complain about them. No fewer than five blatant incidents show that, show it. Plus, general incitement to riot and commit arson, which BLM promotes, the very situations in which black people, and in the case of the Rittenhouse assailants, Caucasians, are shot justifiably. This makes them part of the problem rather than the solution, and this needs to be made clear in the 2022 election season. And if the RNC will not do this or follow up with the Kamala Harris scandal, we probably need to do this ourselves, but, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm trying to do right here. Oh, it's always the sum of all things that makes everything so interesting. The sum of all things. I absolutely love it. Coming up next, third hour's inbound, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. Thankfully, so far, the weather has not knocked me off the air, which I thought that might be going to happen, but it has not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.